The business in which you fear there might be a decline. The houses that delight you and you take pride in them to look at them. This is my house. If these things are dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger and striving and fighting in His cause, then wait until Allah brings about His decision. Wait until Allah decides about bringing about His punishment. Then you would understand how dear these things are to you. And Allah does not guide the fasiqeen. Allah does not guide the rebellious ones. Allah does not guide the disobedient ones. I ask you, my dear brothers and sisters, do we embrace the ways of the kuffar because they rape our mothers and our sisters in Kashmir? Is this why we embrace their ways and we love their ways? Then kuffar children are created. Is this the reason why we embrace their ways? And by the way, my dear brothers and sisters, let us make no mistakes about it. You know, the same Indian film industry that we like to sit down and watch the Indian film and listen to the Indian songs. The same Indian film industry that is the biggest industry in the world. Right? The Bollywood industry, would put Hollywood aside, the amount of films that they create. Every cent of profit that comes from the Indian film industry is used for equipping the Indian army. Is used for equipping the Indian army. So when they go and they do injustices to our brothers in Gujarat and in Ahmedabad and in Ayodhya and all the different parts of India, when injustices are done against the Muslims and they are being killed all over, my dear brothers, we are supporting them. We are buying their CDs. We are looking at their movies. We are contributing towards it. Do we embrace the ways of the kuffar because they urinate in the mouths of our brothers in Philistine when they ask for water? Is that why we love them so much? That when our brothers are held innocently defending their land in jail and they ask for water, they urinate in their mouths. That is why we love their ways so much. Do we embrace their ways because they mutilate the bodies of our brothers in Africa and they take their children and they bring them up as Christians? Is this why we love the ways of the kuffar so much? Do we embrace the ways of the kuffar because they burnt our brothers and sisters in Bosnia alive? And then they played football with the skulls of their children? Is this why we embrace their ways and we love their ways and we support them so much? Do we embrace their ways because they demolish the houses of Allah throughout the world? Throughout the world, they are demolishing the houses of Allah and they use the pages of the Quran as toilet paper. Is this why we love them so much and we embrace their ways? Is this the reason why? That they are plotting to destroy the first Kaaba of the Muslims, Bayt al-Maqdis. They are plotting to destroy the masajid in which all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam prayed behind our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are plotting to destroy it. Is this why we love their ways so much? Do we embrace their ways because they insult our Allah and our religion and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Openly. Openly insult. Before it was done quietly. Now it is broadcasted via your cable television and your direct TV throughout the world. Insulting Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is this why we embrace their ways and give them preference? Give their ways preference over the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My dear brothers and sisters, it is the right that we owe to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because of the love that he had for this ummah. It is the right because of the worry and the concern that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for this ummah. It is the right because of the favors and blessings that we receive because of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the right of the blood that flowed from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the right of the sweat that rolled down the cheeks and the tears that roll down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should fulfill his right. And that right is to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? The right that we owe him The right that we owe to the Prophet is that we should love him. That is the right that we owe to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That we should love him because of the tremendous amount of blessings that we have received because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do we understand that love? Do we understand what we mean by when we say to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we understand the love that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Could we imagine the joy, the happiness, and that love that the people of Medina felt when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah and he's going to Medina and everybody left Medina and everybody is outside the city to welcome? Could we imagine the joy that they felt singing Tala al-Badru alayna min thani'atil wada wajabat shukru alayna ma da'a lillahi da? Singing to welcome the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is nothing about wealth and prosperity and richness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is bringing a wealth to them that is greater than all the wealth of the world, all the dollars and cents, all the gold and silver that we can even think about, all the oil and the natural gas that we could think about. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is coming with a wealth that is greater than that, and that is why they welcome him. Could we understand that joy and that love that they had? Do we understand the joy that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum felt to spend 1 minute or 2 minutes in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? My dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have accepted an invitation from Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala an. Usman radiallahu ta'ala an extended an invitation to the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come to my home and have a meal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this invitation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is walking with his companions and he is going towards the home of Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, Dhinnurain. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an is joyful. He is walking behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he is checking every footstep the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made. After a while, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he turns around and he says, "Oh Uthman, what are you doing? Oh Uthman, what are you doing?" He says, "Oh Prophet of Allah, oh Prophet of Allah, today is the day of all days. Today is the happiest day in my life because you have accepted my invitation and you are coming to my home. Oh Prophet of Allah, you are the man of all men because there is nobody that is more beloved to me than you, oh Prophet of Allah. Today is the day of all days." Hazrat Usman is checking the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know why, my dear brothers and sisters? He says, "Oh Prophet of Allah, for every footstep that you take in coming to my home, Hazrat Usman is going to show gratitude to Allah. I would free a slave for every footstep that you take." That is love. That is love. They were so happy to spend 1 minute and 2 minutes with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. "For every footstep that you take, O Prophet of Allah, Hazrat Usman is going to free a slave today. Every single footstep that you take." My dear brothers and sisters, the favor and the gratitude that is bestowed on us because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brothers, Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala is willing to free hundreds of slaves because of one favor that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had accepted his invitation. We receive millions of favors because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How much are we willing to sacrifice? How much are we willing to sacrifice, my dear brothers and sisters? The Quran tells us and teaches us that we could only fulfill this right to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he becomes more beloved to us than our wealth. We have to love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than we love our wealth. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. The companions are sitting in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr is there, Umar is there, all the companions are seated in the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes and makes an appeal. Oh Muslims, we have to go on an expedition. The expedition is very far. The expedition is very far, and we need as much as we could gather. As much as we could gather, we need today. The Muslims are going to fight one of the superpowers. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not disclose the place, but it was the Battle of Tabuk. Tabuk being 700 kilometers away. They are going to fight one of the superpowers of the then world. An army of over 700,000 strong. The Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes a request. Oh Muslims, we need as much as you could give, we need today. Because there are Muslims who do not even have a shoes to wear. Who only have one piece of cloth around them, and that is all they own. And we need to carry these people out in jihad. We need transportation. We need arms and ammunition. We need a donation, and appeal is made. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is overjoyed. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is now laughing. He is overjoyed. Why? Why is Umar radiallahu ta'ala overjoyed? He says, because I had wealth. I had wealth. It wasn't a time where all my wealth was in fixed assets. No, I had wealth at that time. Whatever he had sold or whatever, but he had wealth, and he's overjoyed. Not like us today, my dear brothers. An appeal like that is made. So God, but now that man go make that appeal by? And now sell a house, and now sell my car, and now get back pay. Now that man go make that appeal by? He thinking, Umar radiallahu ta'ala say, boy, well, here what I go do, I go check the 2.5% and I will give it from the zakat. No. That was not the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is overjoyed because he has wealth. And he says that you would see today what Umar is made of. Abu Bakr is always surpassing me, giving more than me. Today you would see what Umar is made of. He is overjoyed. Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes to his house and he divides his property in exactly one half. He takes up one half and he brings it in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees Umar coming with his load, he says, Umar, understand how the question is asked. He didn't say, oh Umar, what you bring, you know? He said, oh Umar, what you leave? Because it looked like you bring everything. Oh Umar, ma abqaita li ahlik. What did you leave for your family, oh Umar? Umar radiallahu ta'ala responds, he said, oh Prophet of Allah, I went home and I divided my property exactly one half, and I brought one half in the service of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not 2.5%, not 10%, 50%. One half of my wealth is for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala is happy. He said, catch them today. I could give more than everybody else. I could give more. And he's happy about that. And there's a good sign that a Muslim feels happy when he does something good. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and returns. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and returns. And the same question, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam realized the amount that Abu Bakr is bringing. Abu Bakr, ma abqaita li ahlik. What did you leave for your family, O Abu Bakr? What did you leave for your family? Abu Bakr's response, that Allah teaches us in the Quran, that you could never become the beloved. You could never become a true believer until the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more beloved to you than your wealth and your family. Oh Messenger of Allah, I have left Allah and His Messenger for my family. Allah and His Messenger is left for my family. My dear brothers and sisters, there are other companions that might have done the same thing, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not accept it from them. Why? Because they would give today, and people would give today, and tomorrow they come begging. But you know, I spent all my wealth. I spent all my money for the masjid. I mean, I don't eat now, but I give my little something. No, that was not Umar. That was not Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala had trained himself, and he had trained his family to be dependent only on Allah and the Prophet of Allah. That is all. You need nothing again. Allah will supply, Allah would give to you. So long as you are obedient to Allah and His Messenger, Allah would give you. You would get what has been written down for you. You are not going to get one more. You are not going to die until you breathe all the breath that Allah has written down for you. You are not going to die until you consume all that Allah had written down for you. Until you wear all the clothing that Allah has written down for you. You cannot die before that. You have to eat it. And this is the training that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala gave to his family. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted his contribution. The Prophet ﷺ accept. If you anticipate that somebody is giving you something and they are going to reproach you on it and tell you something about it 2 days from now, that no, don't do that. You can't remember the gear so and so by. My dear brothers and sisters, don't accept it. In your interest, don't accept it. It is better not to take it. If you feel that the person is going to be reproachful and come back and tell you about it, then don't take it. It is better for you. Islam teaches us that. The Prophet ﷺ accepted the contribution that the nations of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and it is not blood that was flowing in the veins of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and it was love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was flowing in his veins, not blood. It is only when a man that has that amount of commitment and love, then he is going to sacrifice everything. That you cannot be a true believer unless and until you love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam more than you love your wealth. My dear brothers and sisters, let us understand the amount of blessings that this ummah have received because of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.